Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, Hyperthetical.
Today is Juneteenth and the absolute perfect time to show your support for Black podcasters. If you love Boom, which I hope you do, please leave a review today and tell a friend on social media using the hashtag BlackPodcastSupport. And don't stop with Boom. You should also listen, review, and share Margaritas and Donuts and some other fiction shows I love from fellow creators. Fan Wars, The Empire Claps Back, Giannis Descending, Past Due, Harlem Queen, Deadbeats, and Vega. These are listed in the show notes, so be sure to listen, share, and rate them this weekend. And this isn't a full list by any means. I challenge you to go find more podcasts, both fiction and non, by Black creators and creators of color.
This episode contains intense moments. Listener discretion is advised.
Observer Pictures presents Boom, a serial drama, written and directed by Faith McQuinn. This is episode 40, Strange Currencies.
Hey, I was worried you got lost on your way home.
She made it home.
Holy fuck.
Nice to hear your voice, too.
Where's Myra?
She's fine for now, man. But I need you to come talk to me.
I will fucking kill you.
Oh, shit. Where'd that come from? Anyway, I'm texting you an address. I expect to see you soon. By yourself. I don't need to talk to anyone else.
Why are you doing this?
Because we need to talk. And I couldn't figure out any other way to get you to talk to me.
Luke just called me.
What?
He asked Myra. I have to meet him somewhere. I don't know where this is.
You're not going.
I need you to call Detective Santos.
You're not going.
I have to.
You don't. You call Detective Santos, and I'm coming to you.
No, he said I had to come.
To come alone? Jesus, Porter, this isn't a fucking movie. Call the police so they can handle it.
Look, I'm going. I need you to call Detective Santos. And then go over to Myra and Allie's and make sure Allie's fine. Dax, come on, man, please.
Fine.
Yeah. Okay.
Detective Santos.
Detective, this is Dax Fletcher.
Yes, Dr. Fletcher. Is something wrong?
Yes. Something is very wrong.
Who is it?
It's me.
Dax, what the hell? Why are you...
Luke took Myra.
That's not funny. She's here. She's in her room. I was here when she got home.
Myra?
Porter called me about 20 minutes ago. Luke has her.
But she was here. She said she had to get her phone from the car. That means he was here. I must have. How could I not? Oh, fuck.
It's okay.
Where's Porter?
Luke sent him an address.
Do you have it?
Allie, I'm not—
Do you have it?
Look, I couldn't stop Porter from doing something incredibly stupid, but I can stop you.
No.
I already spoke to Detective Santos. I gave her the address. She, a police officer, is going to handle it. And we are going to hope that our best friends are alive at the end of this.
Dax, I can't just sit here.
I know. I want to be there too. But I also know that this is the smartest thing we can do. Luke's focus is not on us. He couldn't care less about us. If we showed up, I don't know what would happen. And I don't want to risk Porter's life or Myra's life because we think we can save them.
Does Porter have his gun?
Oh, shit.
Do you have it?
Have what?
Don't fuck around, Porter.
Yes.
Why?
Because this is exactly what I bought it for.
This is stupid. This is really stupid, man.
I'm well aware.
But you're still doing it.
I have been known to make some stupid decisions in my life.
Yeah, you have.
I'm making the right choice.
Well, you're definitely making a choice.
Is Allie okay?
I'm here.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry for all of this. Did he hurt you?
I didn't even... No. I'm okay.
Good.
Don't let her die, Porter.
I love you guys.
Love you too, man.
Maybe stay on the line with me until I get there.
As long as we're allowed to tell you how stupid you're being.
It's like having you in the car with me.
Bomb squad is on standby, even though I think they should be coming with us.
Hopefully we won't need them.
We're going to need them. Why the hell did you let him go by himself? That kid is going to die.
Porter or Luke?
Both of them.
Here. This place is way far out. The last cabin I saw was like 5 miles back.
Can you see them?
I see Luke's truck. There's a light on inside, but that's it. Fuck, fuck, fuck! This is a bad idea. This is a really bad idea.
You don't have to go in. The police are on the way.
No. I'm going. He might do something if I wait. I'm just freaking out a little. Shit, that's him. He told me to come in the back.
We'll stay on the line.
No, no. If I'm doing this, I'm doing this.
Porter? Shit.
He'll be fine.
Yeah. Totally fine. On the phone, you said Luke had some sort of personality disorder.
Possessive personality disorder. But I'm not his therapist, so I can't be sure.
What does that even mean?
Luke doesn't understand gray areas. Most things to him are absolute, and he's always been extreme in his emotions. That's why when he loves pretty intensely. And if you don't love him back at the same intensity...
He thinks you hate him.
Yeah. I mean, there's way more to it than that, but that's what I'm worried about right now.
He loves Porter.
Yeah. And he loved Jen, too. I think he killed her because she didn't want to be with him. But I don't think he can do that to Porter.
Really? Why not?
Porter is the one person Luke truly connected with. We were all close in high school, but he and Porter were inseparable. He says that he wished Porter died that day when Jen died. But I think it would have killed him too.
Hey man, thanks for coming.
It's not like you gave me much of a choice.
Come on in. Well, there's no trip wires or anything. Come in.
What the hell was that?
Arming the bombs at the door. I don't want to be disturbed. Follow me.
Where's Myra?
Follow me.
When Porter gets to the main room, he sees Genevieve unconscious on the couch. A vest is strapped around her, those neat bundles of wires tucked into gray packets. Porter nearly passes out. When he gets his balance, he realizes it's Myra there. Tears stream down his face.
See? She's fine.
He's lying. I'm not.
The propofol should wear off soon.
And then he'll kill me.
Her memory's gonna be a little fuzzy and she'll probably panic. But we'll be here.
He'll be here.
You'll be here. She only wants you.
You don't have to do this.
I do. I needed you to listen to me, and you weren't doing that.
He's shoving you. Aren't you going to shove back?
I'm here. I'm listening. You don't have to have that thing on Jen, Myra. You don't have to have the vest on Myra.
Are you okay, Porter?
You know I'm not.
It feels kind of shitty to be fucked with, doesn't it?
How did I fuck with you, exactly?
And that's what we're here to talk about. We should sit.
No.
Sit down. Remember when we met?
Yeah.
You were sitting alone and I came and sat with you?
Yeah.
I decided you'd be my friend. And we were friends. You were my best friend. You are. My best friend.
I'm not. I can't be. Not anymore.
I know I've been shitty to you. But you've been shitty too.
What?
You were my family, man. You never thought I was weird for liking the stuff I liked. And I could tell when you hated being somewhere. And for a long time, I was the only one who made you feel better. You needed me.
That was a long time ago.
And then college happened, and I freaked out because I knew it would be different, which it fucking was. I tried to roll with it, but it just felt like shit, and I left.
Luke,
fucking done. And then Jen. I loved being with her, touching her, hearing her say my name. It was almost perfect. I finally got why you had a thing for her. And I was secretly happy she was with me instead of you, and then she decided I wasn't good enough. I wasn't you.
It wasn't like that.
Bullshit! It took me too fucking long to figure out she was more important to you than anything. Anyone. It's been that way for a long time, right? Answer me!
Yeah. But we were still friends.
Not like we were.
I didn't make Jen leave you. She made a decision to break things off with you.
So she could be with you.
You didn't have to kill her.
When Jen died, things came back around. Dax was home. We were all hanging out again, having fun. And it was because we didn't have any more distractions.
Jen wasn't a distraction.
She was. Without her, we were all good.
I wasn't good. Through all that, I was... What you did, that severely messed me
you
up.
You deserved it.
What could I have possibly done to you to deserve the hell I've been through?
You let people get in the way. You pushed me out of the way.
We grew up, Luke. People change.
Yeah, but there are people who are supposed to be there for you forever.
What do you want me to say, Luke? I'm sorry? Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I couldn't be the friend you needed me to be. I'm sorry I didn't work out with Jed. I'm sorry that you think I took her.
You did take her.
I did. You did. You made the decision to kill her. You did that. You are the reason she's not here anymore. You are the reason that I am so fucked up. And now you're gonna do the same thing to Myra. Why? Because I love her? What kind of
What's
fucking friend
going?
Are you? Why would you do that?
Oh my God, what is this?
I'm here. You're gonna be fine. You're gonna be okay.
We're not done talking.
Porter, don't.
We are done.
Holy shit, man. I did not figure you for a gun guy.
I wasn't. But you sure as hell made me into one. Get this thing off of her.
Nah, I can't do that.
Get it off now!
What, or you'll shoot me? Go ahead, here. I'll make it easier.
What are you doing? Don't move!
I'm just getting closer. It'll be easier. Just put it right here, but between my eyes.
Porter, please don't.
Just take her out of the vest, Luke.
No. We're gonna talk.
Porter, put the gun down. Mister, listen to me.
Please, just let her go. I swear to God, I'll stay.
You won't.
Join us again in 2 weeks for another episode of Boom. This episode featured the voices of Garrett DeLosier as Porter Owens, Melinda Seawalk as Myra Hanover, Brian Irwin as Luke Sullivan, Avalon Heron as Dax Fletcher, Courtney Holly as Ali Moretti, Charity Spencer as Genevieve Reynolds, Kristen James as Detective Santos, Wendy Keeling as Detective Haley, and me, Michael R., as the narrator. Season 4 was recorded at Pod Studio 1 in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Producer, Amanda Lorraine. Production sound, Carl Huber. Sound design, Joshua Sui. Original score, Brian Irwin. Assistant director, Delilah Ferrer. Production assistant, Van Donnell. Social media guru, Ryan Allen. For more information on the show, where to find us on social media, and ways to donate to the show, please visit boom.observerpictures.com. Thank you for listening, and please share this podcast with a friend.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And, spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. just search Hypothetical. That's HYPERTHETICAL.